Nolte, New York Times and CNN hoaxed world with anonymous senior official story. By John Nolte on October 28, 2020. Oh, look, another day, another massive media hoax. This one having to do with that senior administration official who spilled the beans on President Donald Trump as anonymous in a highly publicized New York Times op-ed and later a book. Well, guess who the New York Times offered the senior administration official moniker to? Some nobody named Miles Taylor, who worked in the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, as chief of staff to former Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen and acting Secretary Chad Wolf. Taylor wasn't even senior at DHS. The way the far-left New York Times hyped anonymous, we were deliberately misled to believe this was someone in Trump's cabinet. There was even talk it could be Vice President Mike Pence. This was a pretty big deal at the time, another one of those week-long, highly coordinated, everyone in the national media singing from the same hymnal of five alarm freakouts. And it was all a hoax, a lie, a con, more fake news from the fake news freaks at the New York Times. Riddle me this, everyone. How many senior administration officials do we see used as anonymous sources in the national media? Well, now that we know that a senior administration official can be some guy who's not even in a leadership position at a government agency, that should give you a good idea of just how much the national media have lying to us about their high-placed sources, probably for decades. Oh, it gets worse. It gets so much worse. In September of 2018, when the New York Times was asked specifically what does senior administration official really mean? As it relates to anonymous, here's the lie the Times told the public. Emphasis mine. I understand readers' frustration that we didn't provide a more precise description of the official. But we felt strongly that a broader categorization was necessary to protect the author from reprisal, and that concern has been borne out by the president's reaction to the essay. The term we chose, senior administration official, is used in Washington by both journalists and government officials to describe positions in the upper echelon of an administration, such as the one held by this writer. Upper echelon of an administration. Shameless. Lie. 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 Liars. 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 In the run-up to the 2020 presidential election, by way of omission, the Times lied again with a report about how Taylor was a Republican who decided to endorse former Vice President Joe Biden over Trump. Nowhere did the Times reveal Taylor was anonymous, even though the Times already knew he was. Speaking of liars, let's now talk about Gnlal. Because lying is a resume enhancer at the far-left Gnlal, just ask Chris Cuomo, Jake Tapper, Brian Stelter, and good old Andrew McCabe. Of course Taylor is a Gnlal contributor. And of course Taylor looked Gnlal's minuscule audience in the eye and lied. Let's roll the videotape. Two lies from Gnlal contributor Miles Taylor in 22 seconds. At this rate, this guy will be an anchor before next year is out. Now, Gnlal is claiming they had no idea until today that Miles Taylor was anonymous, and I don't fucking believe them. You think they'd hire this nobody to be a contributor? It's all lies. All the media do is lie. Want more proof Gnlal knew who this guy was when they hired him? They're fine with him lying to their viewers. Even now that the world knows he's a liar, of course Gnlal is keeping him on as a Gnlal contributor. These corrupt degenerates will pump up a liar like Taylor as a senior administration official in the New York Times. Gnlal will make this liar a contributor and let him look America in the eye and lie. Even as the media ignore U.S. Navy veteran Tony Bobulinski, a man who is out on the record, who is close to the Biden family, who comes carrying documents and recordings proving Joe Biden is basically a mob boss selling out his country and family for a few bucks. So let's remember to keep in mind that any time the national media identifies a source as an anonymous senior administration official, it's just someone in government who told a left-wing reporter what they wanted to hear in print. Could be their mailman. Liars. 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 Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.